Why did you get into films?
I think two films. It was Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese, and Coolie High, directed by Michael Schultz. Those two movies inspired me from watching television in Milwaukee. And I just felt like I just loved telling stories. Those two films really affected me emotionally. And it was great that I got a chance to work with both of those guys in later on in my life when I started in Los Angeles. So those two films always stuck to me. And I think that's why I wanted to make films.
Now, I don't believe your background is underprivileged, is it? Did you have quite a good childhood?
No, I worked. I did a working class family. My dad worked at Chrysler, and I had like large family. Soul Food was my family, my first film.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much my life. But I had relatives that lived in the projects, and the writer, Michael Starberry, is actually from my hometown in Milwaukee. And my grandmother lived right in the projects across from his projects, where he experienced a lot of this, what he experienced in his life. And I always felt like I wanted to tell stories, mostly blue collar or lower class. And I just feel like that's close to my upbringing and working class, and I love those stories like that. You know, we don't get to tell those kind of stories in Hollywood very much, from Soul Food to Notorious, and that's where my heart lies. That's why I wanted to tell stories.
Why don't Hollywood want to tell stories like yours?
Oh, thank you. Because they really feel that these films don't make money, and they feel like these films don't travel overseas. They feel like you know, no one wants to come see African-American films or films of color across, you know, over on the other side of the border, you know. And I just feel like, I don't know if that's necessarily true. My first time that I traveled was for Men of Honor, but that was considered a drama and an action. I traveled to Berlin, Germany, and London for Notorious. And this film was my first time here, you know, for this film. So I don't know if they're telling the truth or not. But
I think you could actually dispel that myth, couldn't you? Because the theatre was filled with predominantly white people.
Yeah.
Nobody left.
Yeah.
And it was a long film.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone was crying.
Yeah. And I wonder why. You know, it's always a struggle, every film. There's a film that I wanted to do about Jeffrey Canada. He's he's in education in Harlem. He's the guy who's responsible for saying 25, 30 blocks in Harlem, all these kids that are gonna grow up, gonna go to college. I'm gonna make sure of that. The same weekend that Jackie Robinson came out last weekend, I thought we had a shot because Jackie Robinson was number one in the box office. That same weekend, we gave them Jeffrey Canada. They passed on it still. And it's always a tough process. They want to see comedy. They want to see action or comic books. So you find yourself struggling. And we did this very low budget. And you got to ask the actors, can they do it for no money? And you're always struggling. That's what you have to do. Hopefully things will change.
Well, just one more thing. What would you say to any struggling, aspiring filmmaker?
I think the first thing you say is, what are the stories that you want to tell? And if you're a director, writer, write your own material. That's how I started. I wrote Soul Food and then I stopped. But I felt like if you're a writer, you can tell your own stories. And then find out what stories works for you best. You know, what can you do? What stories can you tell? Stick to that. That would make you stand apart. What film that you can do that nobody can do better than you? And stick to that. And I feel like that's the most important thing as a filmmaker.
How did you get the budget?
Struggle. A lot of people put in money, small pieces, medium pieces. Took 2 years. I struggled for a while, put a little bit of my own money in. And the only company that really believed was this company called Ideal Films in New York, and they helped me put it together. I had to get Alicia Keys. She went out, asked for money. A lot of people.
Is she a friend of yours?
She became a friend through this material, through this script. That's how we became friends. I gave her the script, she read it, and we became friends from there. And she said, let me help you whatever I can to get this movie out.
Listen, thanks for speaking to me. Absolutely wonderful, Phil. And
thank
I'm sure it'll be successful.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you.